Good morning.
Good morning.
On this beautiful day in Florida, it's getting right there at over 90 degrees, and Mom says this is her kind of weather. So she's looking forward to good warm weather. This is the fourth Sunday of Easter. We are now in the middle of the Easter season as we celebrate our risen Lord. And on this middle Sunday, we find the gospel reading asking what sounds like a rather curious question for this time in the church year. What are the voices that influence you the most? Who do you listen to? What voices kind of shape your identity? And are you listening to the voice of God? The Ten Commandments say, I am the Lord thou God. Thou shalt have no other God but me. I'm a monotheistic God. One God you worship. So who are the voices that influence you the most? Easter is a time when we are walking with our risen Lord. We are seeing and hearing about the wonderful things that our Lord did during his life here on earth and about all of his ministry. How he healed, how he loved, how he taught, how he wanted everyone to believe in God. Now, the past two Sundays, the gospel has reminded us of occasions in which the risen Lord appeared to the disciples. On the first Sunday after Easter, we heard the stories of the disciples gathered fearfully in the locked room, hiding from the Jews. They were afraid that they were going to die, especially after seeing Jesus crucified on the cross. They thought this was it. The authorities were going to come after them, and they were going to be next. And not only would they die, but their families would have shame along with all their friends. But something happened. Jesus came among them after he had been crucified. A week later, he repeated the appearance, so that Thomas, who we call Doubting Thomas, had not been present first appearance. So he appeared again so that Thomas could erase all of his doubts and that he would know that God is active in the world, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and all that Jesus did and said, he could know that it was true. Now, last week, we heard the story of Jesus appearing to the disciples after a night of fruitless fishing. They were tired. They were hungry. They needed the Lord. And not only down, their spirits were down as well. So Jesus calls them from the shore and urges them to put their nets on the right side of the boat. They do. And isn't that how it works so often in our lives? When we think we are not doing right, when we are not listening to God, and then we hear that voice of God call to us, no matter where that is, no matter how that is, no matter how far off we think that voice of God really is, he told the disciples, fish on the right side of the boat. And they listened. And they did it. And the catch was amazing. In fact, their nets were bursting. Now, at this point, the disciple, Peter, whom Jesus loved, tells the other, it is the Lord. That's why we're doing well. That's why things are going so great. It is the Lord. When they reached the shore, Jesus, out of his love and care for the disciples, and because he knew where they were in their lives, he has for them a warm fire. He has bread and he has fish for their breakfast. Now, today's gospel brings us back to a time and a day before the crucifixion. As Jesus is walking in the temple, again the Jews gather around him, questioning him, perhaps even taunting him. How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, if you are the one that God has sent, tell us who you are. Jesus is baffled by this question, and he says to them, if you are the Messiah, they say, tell us plainly. And then once again, however, Jesus refuses to be drawn into this scene. Instead, as he often did, he turned the question back to them. And he says, I have told you, and you do not believe. I've done all these things, and you still don't believe. His work, he says, testifies to who he is. There he is, plenty of evidence, he assures them. The real issue then, he tells them, is their own belief or lack thereof. This is the question the gospel brings to us this morning. Of course we do believe. Of course we know Jesus Christ is our risen Lord. Of course we do know all that he has done for us and how he has blessed us, don't we? And isn't this rather peculiar time to ask this question? Here we are in the midst of the season of joyous belief. Easter is the celebration of victory over death. God's real miracle and gift to creation as seen in Jesus Christ. The awareness of our lives redeemed forever over the power of sin. 50 days of gratitude is what Easter is about. It is a celebration. It's a celebration for penance paid and absolution guaranteed for all eternity. One of the great dangers for us is of not recognizing Jesus in our lives, like sheep not hearing the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd was very important to the sheep. He was a protector. He guided them in the right direction. He loved them dearly. He would stay up late at night fighting off all enemy that were about to attack his sheep. He did this because he loved them. So it's very easy for us to fail to discern God's will because we can separate his voice from the many, we can't separate his voice from the many other voices clamoring for our attention. And there are many. Such is the nature of this complex and difficult 21st century world that we live in. This world is full of distractions and full of people who want our attention. Everywhere we go, there are voices calling out, voices that say, buy this, purchase that, you really need this item. And it's not simply limited to where we go. It's also in social media. It's also in television media. It's in print media. It's all around us. Friend us. I need to be your friend. But are they really your friends? Say this, or go in this direction, or act this way, or don't tend to that need and don't care for another. There are voices competing with one another, vying for our attention, seeking to gain control of our lives in big and little ways. When everything around us seems confusing, when we get anxious because we just simply don't know which way to go, when we are surrounded by those competing voices and we don't see that there is an exit or an off-ramp, then we can find salvation. We can find clarity. We can find direction. We can find our North Star in God's love, mercy, and grace. This kind of love is not a wistful recollection of time gone by, but it is a living force that sustains us in the present. Listen to the voice of God. As we continue on our journey through this season of Easter, let us dedicate ourselves to the task of reading Jesus' word in Holy Scripture. That is the voice of God that can jump right off those pages and speak to you. Worship regularly, saying our prayers daily, reading our devotions, and looking throughout our daily lives for His calling. Here's God's voice to act as servants of Christ, reaching out in love whenever we are called to do so. And may we always have care and concern for all. There's a wonderful patch on our altar frontal today that says love, patience, and care. That's what we are about. That's what St. George has been about for 25 years, no matter who enters these doors. Love, patience, and care. When we do this, we hear God's voice and we heed it. And in doing so, we will witness to others the very values of God. The values of God that St. George Episcopal Church holds dearly. Amen.